Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host Peter, joined by Tom. How are you, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And also joined by Donnie. How are you, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
No problem, no problem. Right, so we'll get stuck right in. There is no change in the top three in our league, so we don't need to change any of that. So what we'll do is we'll go into our game week rank and score for the week. I should put this up, I'd rather do it when I meant to do it. I have dropped to 2-3-1 this week. I didn't think it was that bad as well, but there we go, dropped. My points were Clark, 2 points. Tavernier, 14. Clark, 2 again. Another Clark, we eat them bit. Ralston and Gordon, 3 apiece. Vice-captain Furuhashi, 13. Ferguson, Mackay. So Ferguson, 4. Mackay, 2. Captain Maeda, 12. Sakala, 9. Henry, 4. Nothing on the bench. And it wasn't good enough. I got up to the half hour fantasy podcast cup. But more on that later. Right, Donnie, how was your score?
Okay, so I did 2 transfers this game week for a -4. I took in Jota for Arfield and Devlin for Taylor. So it gave me 72 points. Xander Clark in goals for 2, Tavernier for 14, Devlin 2, Harry Clark 2, Ralston 3, Captain Jota for a nice 22, Furuhashi 8, Ferguson 4, Sims 6, Henry 4, Vice-Captain Sakala 9. So it was 76 all out, -4, 72. Wasn't good enough. Global score 2191, down 3 places to 17th. Seen a lot of bench boosts and triple captains this last game week, so folk having a last throw of the dice. So 17 points off top 10, so that's still my target, is to get as close to top 10 as possible. So
okay,
just to be honest.
How are you going, Tom?
Hey, I got 74 points in Clark. I had in goal, I had Clark for 2 points, Captain Tav 28. Harry Clark, 2. Carter Vickers, vice-captain for 2. Devlin for 2. Midfield, I had Furuhashi for 8. Jota for 11. Ferguson for 4. Up front, Sakala for 9. Hendry, 4. And Mullen, 2.
And your rank? Did I mess up?
Sorry, rank. I got a green arrow and I'm up to 248.
Right, so top 200's like me still on your site a couple of weeks ago. Maybe. Right, so let me see. So the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast Cup was at the weekend as well. Now it's semi-finalists. The draw and results are on my page. Obviously, I missed a deadline. That's why I didn't get through, guys. I missed a deadline. I couldn't get my team set up. And that wee pencil neck geek for the Scottish fantasy football community has got through to the semis. So I hope him and his 50 listeners are happy that he got through. But I'm only joking. Well done, Tom. I really hope you don't win it, mind you. But there we go. Then it's semi-finals. Good luck. Meet up as well, mentioned last week, DM. There's 3 names so far who has DM'd me, and that's not including me and Tom, so 5, I suppose you could say. I don't know if, Donnie, you'd make it down for that on the date.
It's a long way to go for a beer, but if you let me know the dates, I'll see.
I will put you up somewhere, Donnie, you can stay at the Hilton. if you're interested, contact me. I won't be doing it unless we get a decent number. I would think 10, 15. Other than that, I think there's really no point. We'll wait and see near the time. So let's get into the results for the game week then, and then we'll go through a bit of Tom time and Donnie's dive. So on Saturday we had Celtic 4, Hearts 1, and then we had Hibs Aberdeen 1 each, Livingston 1, St Johnstone 1, Ross County 0, Motherwell 1, St Mirren 2, Dundee 0, and on the Sunday, Rangers 2, Dundee 0. So over to you, Tom.
First game was Celtic 4, Hearts 1. Goals for Celtic came from Maeda, Furuhashi, O'Reilly and Giakoumakis. Assists came from Jota, Taylor and Forrest. Hearts managed to bag a goal. Sims and assists came from Boyce. Jota continues to deliver post-split. He's now had 2 goals and 3 assists. He did have a goal chopped off in this game, which I do believe was onside, but you guys can discuss that. O'Reilly started all 3 games since the split, and this goal was his first return. He also hit the post in this game and missed a big chance. Kyogo, that's his second goal since returning from injury, and he seems to be back to first choice as well. However, Giakoumakis has staked his claim for the striker's role, and he managed to score in this game as well. For the Celtic backline, they've had 1 clean sheet out of 3 games post-split. Hearts did open the scoring. Sims is back into the starting 11 and looked good. He also has the last 2 fixtures of Motherwell and Rangers. Rangers may look to heavily rotate in this game. So Hearts' assets are looking better again. What's your thoughts, Donny?
Yeah, so I took in Jota this week. It's one that I've been talking about for a while. So I took him in, gave him the captain's armband, so that paid off nicely. Hearts had a pretty strong team out. I think that might be the case now between the final. I was worried that they might rotate, but I think with the week that they've got in between 38 and the cup final, they should be okay. But Sims started, so that was pleasing because I've got him. And it was a good finish for the first goal. Makes you wonder why he's not been in the starting lineup for the last few games. But despite the good start, I think there was only ever going to be one result in this game, with Celtic pretty much destroying them after that. So yeah, Jota with the assist for the Maeda goal. Going by sports scene coverage, it looks like it would have been chopped off for the McGregor foul. So look forward to VAR next season. Jota again with assist for Kyogo. And then O'Reilly was finished from the Taylor cross. I actually had Taylor and I ditched him for Devlin, so I was a bit disappointed there. It's funny you mentioned the Jota goal, because I thought it did look onside. Just the camera angle didn't really offer much on sports scenes, but it looked onside for me, so credit where credit's due. And then Giakoumakis, I think he's doing well. I don't know if he gets the spot ahead of Maeda. Maeda scored as well, so I think he wants to play them both and just gives them limited game time. That was another one that VAR might have chopped off, so we'll just have to wait and see. Hearts, I don't think you got anything new from Hearts. You'll probably be all right holding on to the players that you've got. But for Celtic, for me, it's the same advice. Jota, Kyogo, plus one other, which for me is in defence.
Peter?
Not much to add. I didn't see the game live this time. It was working, so I saw the extended highlights. Hearts started well, and then Celtic kind of took control. My only concern, fantasy-wise, is that it seems to be now the current, even though they're steamrolling teams, you get to about 60 minutes and it replaces the front three. So, I mean, I've had Maeda and Furuhashi, so it was great. But then, if they don't score in that first hour, it's kind of limiting your points. So, with Celtic, this is going to be a future question for next year. If Celtic improve their squad more next year, there's probably more chance of that happening, more likely. Whereas, get 60 minutes, if teams have been buried, he changes it. So, it could work out for you. Example, you have Jota, you captain, he goes nuts. But then there's going to be the odd week where it doesn't work out and you're going to have these players coming off after 60 minutes and nothing. But I suppose you've got a minute to win it, as Donny said before. So that's the only thing I'm keeping an eye on for next season. That fact, nothing else to add.
Yep. Next fixture up, we've got Ross County 0, Motherwell 1, Van Veen with the goal. It seems Ross County really don't want to play European football next season the way they're going post-split. For Motherwell, it was the first win since the split too. Van Veen won the penalty and also converted it as well. Both teams are on 40 points. County is ahead on goal difference. So Ross County will face Rangers next, then Dundee United, whereas Motherwell have Hearts and Celtic. I'm not really feeling assets from either of these sides. I know we kind of mentioned maybe look at Charles Cook, but he's definitely went off the boil. Peter, are you going to invest in County or Motherwell?
No. This fixtures, I mean, we always talk about Van Veen. We always kind of say he's an alternative for that third striker choice. If you went back on him for this week, well done. But it's that late in the day, fixture dependent. I mean, people might start getting punty now with the last couple of game weeks, but none of them are on my long-term plans. Like you say, Ross County, if they don't want to qualify in Europe. So That's it.
Yep. Donny?
Yeah, so just to correct you there, Motherwell have got 43 points and Ross County have got 41 points. So there is a little bit of a gap in that one, unless I've wrote it down wrong, but I think that's how it's worked out. So yeah, Van Veen, you know, while he was out suspended, Motherwell offered nothing. And then the minute he comes on, he made a difference. It was a soft penalty, but they all count. So to win it and convert it kind of does back up that they are a bit of a one-man team. Ross County, they had a few chances late on, just couldn't convert. Every time I watch and I see Hungbo playing, he's always impressing, but he just doesn't even get the game time, whether he's being protected because he's got to go back to his club. Who knows? But we didn't learn anything new. Ross County have got Rangers away and they can't score, so certainly not a team that you want to back. Van Veen, if you fancy a punt, then go for it. But again, they've got Hearts and Celtic to play, so that might put you off. But yeah, there wasn't really much else in that game.
Yeah. SofaScore haven't really updated things, so I'm blaming them.
Yeah.
Hibs 1, Aberdeen 1. For the Hibs goal, it was Paul McGinn, an assist from James Scott. For Aberdeen, it was David Bates with an assist from Declan Gallagher. Look at the stats. There was not really any standout players from either side. Both teams very much safe with little to play for. Neither side really seemed to be very motivated this season as a whole, hence the shock bottom half finish for both of them. Hibs do have Dundee and St Johnston, the current bottom two, and Aberdeen have St Johnston and St Mirren. For myself personally, I'm probably going to keep a hold of Ferguson and Harry Clark, but I don't think I'd be rushing to add any more Hibs or Aberdeen assets. Donny, what do you reckon about that?
Yeah, so Ramsey was left out of the squad for Aberdeen. Just continuing rumours about his transfer grow. So I'm not sure if he'll play any of the last two games for Aberdeen. If you've got him, then you might want to use him as a bench trick player. See how that pans out. Also, breaking news that Ramirez has been told that he can extend his holiday in America. So he's not going to be back for the final two games. So again, that's a huge indication that he's not going to be an Aberdeen player next season. So again, if you've got him, well, she won't get a free transfer. He's certainly not going to play the next two games. We had a bit of excitement early in the match with a pass back. It was getting awarded a free kick in the 6-yard line. But as with all of these I've watched, nothing ever comes from it. Not much to talk about. As you said, that's really an indication as why they're in the bottom six, a real lack of quality, neither team able to keep a clean sheet. I'm the same as yourself, Tom. Keep Ferguson. He got 4 points in a game that was pretty dull. And Hibs defensively seem to be the best option. So I'm going to keep Clark. So I don't think I'm going to add any of these teams and just hold the ones that I've got.
Mm-hmm. Peter, your thoughts?
Two poor teams in a poor game. They're so underachieved, it's frightening, both of them. I mean, their squads on paper should be much higher up the league as well. Ferguson's probably just a definite hold because he's on penalties. He's playing further forward at times, so I would keep him. Apart from that, nobody else. Ramsey, I'd be getting ready now because I don't think he's joining Liverpool into us, the rumours. So yeah, he's probably not going to kick a ball again out into the season if he's definitely getting this move through. Plus, Aberdeen will want a record fee, so but quite a high fee anyway, so they want to risk an injury for him either. And Clark at Hibs, only player. I mean, I did think tentatively with a couple of transfers, I can maybe take a Hibs player in. But then, as Donny mentioned off pod, it's like, do you run the risk of taking double Hibs defence and then they lost one goal and it's failed? So, I don't think so. I would keep the two mentioned above the both of these, and I think I wouldn't be rushing the game deals in either.
No. Another 1-1. We've got Livingston, St Johnston. Livingston goal was Fitzwater, assist from Pittman. For St Johnston, it was Glenn Middleton, assist from Brown. Callum Hendry, in this game, he had 3 shots, 2 on target, missed 1 big chance. But managed to bag 2 bonus points despite not getting any attacking returns. He may get chances against Aberdeen and Hibs, who they're going to play in the final two fixtures. So maybe want to keep a hold of for now. No start for Alan Forrest again at Livingston. So that's a bit of a concern for holders. Livingston have St Mirren and Dundee next, so fixtures are quite nice as well. I'm a bit tempted with Pittman. I've got Mullen for Dundee still in my squad. Pittman's had a goal and an assist since the split, so Livingston are looking pretty nice as well. Your thoughts, Peter? Are you going to get any more Livingston assets in?
I haven't got any right now, so I could potentially use one of those free transfers from Ramsey here. Livingston defender, one of the wing backs. But I'm not 100% sold on him either. I don't know, it's just getting that end of the season where Adam feels quite punty now, because Livingston are pretty much, I would say, well, they've not secured the top place the other night, but one more win or one more point pretty much is theirs. I don't know. I just don't know. Nothing's really grabbed my attention with any of these teams recently. It's just,
no.
And plus, I'm getting to the point where Donny's getting an all Rangers going to start rotating as well. So it's going to be a bit of a minefield the next 2 game weeks for trying to get 11 players playing.
Definitely. Donny, your thoughts?
Yeah, sad defensive assets in both teams. So whilst St Johnstone scored early, I thought I was still going to get the clean sheet until Livingston scored at the end. So that busted them both. But it was good end-to-end football, but probably did lack quality in the final third. Henry, yeah, as you say, he's still got the bonus points. So although he didn't score, still managing to pick up there. So that to me is an indication that he's probably just worth holding on to for the final couple of games. Livingston, the only value I see there is defensively, and that's why I took a punt on Devlin. You know, think of the game, the 2 games that they've got, there is a clean sheet in there, I think. So that would be, if you are needing a change at the back, then Livingston's probably still good value defensively.
Yep. Next fixture up, we've got St Mirren 2, Dundee 0. Goals came from Grieve and Main. Main's goal was assisted by Marcus Fraser. I think we mentioned Main last pod as perhaps a punt. He had 3 shots on target and Grieve had 2 shots on target. They were the only 2 St Mirren players to create shots on goals. So those that are looking to target St Mirren assets towards the end of the season, they're probably the ones to go. They're going to play Livingston and Aberdeen next, so perhaps there could be some goals there. St Mirren have had 2 out of 3 clean sheets post-split. So we know Tanzer's had previous form, so he's maybe another one to take a punt on. Dundee, not really going to mention much about them. The season's pretty much over. They're going down. None of their assets are particularly shining just now. Donny?
Yeah, so suddenly St Mirren are the informed team in the bottom six. Wouldn't have been saying that 2 weeks ago. Charlie Adam with one of the assists of the season for the first goal. It's the same Charlie Adam that played for Liverpool. Blows your mind. Main was a standout. So I've seen a lot of chat online that, you know, if you are looking to pick out a striker, then he's certainly in form and he's hit the net. So that's something you would always look for. There's a good cross as well from Fraser, who had a good game. I'm pretty sure I heard it somewhere, but I don't think Mark McGee's won a league game since he was appointed.
He's on Sports, and you're right.
He won a cup game and that was it. So that tells you everything about Dundee. But I think the difficult thing is neither of those teams have got great fixtures left to play. So while St Mirren have won 2 out of the last 2, maybe a no from me on that front. And Dundee, yeah, just avoid at all costs and target them as best you can.
Mm-hmm. Peter, what do you reckon?
St Mirren's finally showing a wee bit of form, really, whilst we didn't get this manager bounce under Robinson, but they did seem the last 2 weeks a lot more organised, a lot more buying into stuff. So Tanzer was on my shortlist for a transfer because I did notice he's on corners as well. When I checked it up, he took 10 corners this last game week, so I don't know if that's both left and right or is just 10 on the one side, but that seems to me a not bad upside for a cheap defender if he's on set pieces. But apart from that, I wouldn't be moving Henry to main, put this way, so it's just more punty. And their fixes are mixed, it's a mixed bag. And for Dundee, it's just the same as always. It's a hard no because they're there for a reason. They're not very good.
Mm-hmm. And the final fixture then, we've got Rangers 2, Dundee United 0. Clean sheet for Rangers. United didn't manage to muster a single shot on target. Captain Tav scored a penalty, and it was Sakala with the who won the penalty to get that. One goal and two assists from Sakala. He's returned in every game post-split, so I think we're all three of us are on him. But if you're not, then he certainly looks like a good option. Tav managed to seal in the clean sheet after being brought off after 66 minutes, so that was good. He was the best captaincy option this week. Perhaps we can return to our mantra of always captain Tav, but perhaps not with rotation coming up. Dundee United, they've got Celtic next, so probably not going to target any of their assets yet, but they do have Ross County in the final fixture, so if Ross aren't going to get that European spot, then you could maybe load up on United assets for the final game week, but it's yet to be seen. Peter, what do you reckon?
On Dundee United, this next game week wouldn't touch, but I like the idea of the game week 38, a couple of punty picks, because if our Europe's still at play, they were one of the teams who will probably play in full strength. So I'd be interested in that. Rangers, that seem to be old faithful in it, Tavernier, no problem, clean sheet locked in, and Sakala's probably been the best option since the split for the strikers. I think a lot of people are on him, mind you, because even you get the points, you're not getting much movement. So I think people in the know, people engaged are keeping them. It was just a simple Rangers win. Good at the back, kept the United quiet. 2-0, easy peasy. We go again.
Yep. Donny, a Rangers correspondent.
Yeah, so you're both failing to miss the obvious point. So let's bring it up now. The UEFA Cup finalists.
Wait.
Glasgow Rangers.
Frankfurt Bundesliga, mate.
Look forward to that one. As expected, they're now going to start to rotate and rest players ahead of the big cup final. So just keep an eye on that. We'll talk about it later. But like Hearts, they'll still need to remain competitive. So players like Tav, Goldson maybe will continue in the next game, but we'll get rested. But Sakala, despite not scoring, very lively. Kind of reminds me of Nacho Novo, the way he plays and runs around. But definitely hold on to him. But yeah, it was those three magic words that got Rangers going. Penalty. The keeper took him out. There's no denying that.
Absolutely no debate about that one. I watched it and I was like, there's not even any point in...
Ninth penalty of the season for Rangers, which puts them level with Ross County, believe it or not.
Never guessed that team.
No, Aberdeen have had 8, and just for your own benefit, Celtic have had 7. So it's only 2 more. The top scorer in the UEFA Cup tucked it away, much to the dismay of Peter, who believes I talked him out of captaining him. We'll have to check the record on that one. I thought Diallo played pretty well. He's a guy that's got a lot of energy, he's pretty creative, and I think he'll feature in the next couple of games. I don't think he'll get any option to extend his stay with us, but there is definitely a player in there. It's just who's willing to take a punt on him. Dundee United, yeah, they've got Celtic next, so I would expect they'll get hammered in that game. And then Ross County away, which is going to be a big one. And Rangers obviously got rotation risks, which we'll talk about later on. But good result, staying competitive. But unusual that we're both sets of fans are happy right now. Celtic are going to win the league, and Rangers are off to Seville. So hopefully we can both be successful.
Don't worry about that. I'm just been truthful with you, mate.
I'd be the same.
Over to you, Donny's dive.
Okay, so obviously there's only a few more games left, so a lot of the places are set in stone. But with 3 games into the split now, and there's 3 teams who have yet to record a win, that's Ross County, St Johnstone and Dundee. And of the rest of the teams, there's 3 teams that remain undefeated, and that's Celtic and Rangers, I do expect, and Livingston. So if we look at the top 6, Celtic will win the league tomorrow. I expect them, as I say, to hammer Dundee United and obviously celebrate into the weekend. And I think they might rotate, give players a run out on, is it Saturday, the top 6 games? Saturday. Yeah, it is Saturday. Rangers have already started to rotate, as I said, players coming off after 60 minutes, a lot of guys getting protected, Jack Lundstrom, you know, your midfielders and that, so look out there. Hearts, I was concerned that Hearts might rotate quite heavy with the cup final, but I think they're probably going to be okay, apart from the guys that are maybe coming back from injury. Suter was on the bench. I think you're probably safe to stick with your Hearts players. I think the week between the Rangers game and the cup final is probably going to be enough. So the only place that really is left for contention is the two European spots between Dundee United, Motherwell and Ross County. So Dundee United have created a gap between themselves and Ross County. But with Celtic up next, they'd only need a draw away to Ross County to secure that place. Motherwell of Hearts and then Celtic. So again, if they're going to do anything, it needs to come probably from this next game. And as I've mentioned, Van Veen's probably the only one worth a punt there. Ross County, Rangers away, and then Dundee United at home. So again, they really have to target that last spot. But they're really firing blanks at the moment. So as I said, I think those positions will probably remain as they are. Anything on the top six that you want to add to, Peter?
No, pretty much. Yep, Europe's the fixture, I think, we'll try to target for the last game.
Yeah. Tom, anything else?
Nope, happy with that.
Yeah. So the bottom six, as we've mentioned, Livingston, top of the pile there, still offer good value at the back, in my opinion, with the games they've got remaining. Likewise for Hibs, they're not a team that seem to be blessed with goals, so I'll probably just back them defensively. St Mirren have leapfrogged Aberdeen with that win at the weekend. They've got Livingston and Aberdeen to play, but as I mentioned, if you fancy a punt, Main or Grieve, or a defender, you can take your pick. Aberdeen, Ferguson. St Johnston, again, Hendry is probably your best return there. You'll probably still have defensive assets for St Johnston. Again, probably hang on to them. We're running out of games. You know, you're not going to make too many changes. You know, they probably do have a clean sheet in them. And Dundee, yeah, just avoid. Just avoid. Okay.
Yep. That covers that. Right. Okay. So, questions. Only one this week. Here comes Twitter. I think it was Blaze Attack. It was. Who is your mad punt for game week 38 when every team plays the kids? Donny.
Okay, so as I've mentioned, I don't think Hearts are so much of a risk with the week that they've got in between the games, so hold on to Hearts. For me, with Rangers, it's James Sands. And the main reason for that is he's down as a defender in the game, but he'll play in midfield. So if you've got double Rangers defence, you can quite easily come out of that and go to Sands. You should get clean sheet points for him. Some of the other names that you want to go out for, if you're not big Rangers fans, Leon King played at the weekend. He's a young centre-back in the right future. I think he'll probably get some starts in those last two games. Diallo, I think, will get a game. Scott Wright will probably get a game. Alex Lowry is another one. I think these types of players will all feature more and more. That being said, they'll probably still have to play one or two of the main team that you're seeing at the moment. So like say, Sakala will probably retain his game time. Tavernier, we do have a good right back and that we could play, but you know, I think he might just continue get the minutes. Goldson maybe as well, but of the Rangers team, I would say Sands is a good shout, being a midfielder, being a defender in the game, but a midfielder in the squad. So yeah, at least you'll get the team news. As I say, I think for Wednesday's game, they might not rotate any much different from what they did at the weekend, but the game at the weekend, at least you'll see the team news. So look out.
Any of that, Tom?
I reckon Abada's probably going to start the last two games of this, or sorry, the last game of the season, so you could punt on him. He's always got, you know, attacking returns in him. He's very sort of forward-thinking, so I reckon he could be one. And he's quite cheap as well, at 4.2 million, so keep an eye out on team news there. I reckon probably Jota's maybe looking for a rest towards the end once the season's wrapped up. So he's an option. Other Celtic asset could perhaps be Scales. Fullbacks have all, because of the injuries, they're pretty much playing every game in the form of Taylor and Ralston. So Ivanovic is out, so Scales might feature as well at fullback position, so he could be an option too.
Right. I don't really have anything to add, though. All I would suggest is that you will, as Donny's mentioned, you're going to get the early kickoff teams for the three fixtures. So Celtic, Motherwell, Hearts, Rangers, Ross County, Dundee United. So I wouldn't be taking risks in any of the games on Sunday. Aberdeen, St. Mirren, Hibs, St. Johnstone, Livingston, Dundee. I'd be more thinking, get the early team used on Saturday. And if you see any young guys playing, like Donny mentioned, probably quite a few in your team, I think, especially when they're at home. So There's not another home last game they're away, isn't
there?
Yeah, away Hearts, away Hearts. So there's chance for some points there. But obviously, I think Madden might play as well. But I think some teams might just still play a reasonably strong enough team. It's Rangers that's got the European, not Scottish Cup game into it. So, no, is that before? When am I looking at dates?
We play Hearts, then we've got the European.
Yes.
The Europa League, Rangers, and then we play
Rangers
Hearts
again. Rangers will definitely be rotating heavily, so if you still fancy to beat Hearts, then that's the one where you have a look and see if the youngsters are playing and go for it. And that's it. Right, I mentioned the fixtures there now, so I'm not going to repeat them again. So on that, what is your captain, vice-captain and transfer thoughts this week? We'll start with you, Donny.
Okay, so because of the way the fixtures work out, you've only got Dundee Hibs as the early team news, so you're not really going to learn anything there. I've already mentioned, I think Rangers will line up similar to what they did on Sunday. And I expect Celtic to win the league. So I think they'll have a strong team set up. Transfer-wise, I don't see how you can make any transfers this game week with the changes that we've talked about there. Unless you've already got two or for some reason you've not used your wild card, keep your transfer for next game week and then at least you can make those changes as you need to. Captain, Peter, listen carefully. Captain Tav, okay. And vice captain will be either Jota, Kyogo, or Sakala. I guess my main concern with Sakala is that he gets his points outside of goals. But Jota and Kyogo, I'll just take just whoever, probably Jota, because he did me good last week. So captain on Tav, vice captain on Jota.
Dom?
Yeah, probably the same for me. Transfer-wise, I'm not too sure. I might get rid of Mullen for Pittman. Got a few hours to decide, so see how I feel.
Captain, vice-captain, the same as Donny?
Yeah, just the same.
Right. So like I said to Donny off there, I've got two free transfers and the one you get three for having a bench player, so I'll need to use one transfer this week. But I've only doubled up Rangers, so I think I will double up defence. Golson, you think will still play Donny, won't you? Most games, along if he's playing with a young guy with him.
He'll play. He'll certainly play tomorrow. He is a player you'd want to protect in the cup final. So if you are going to rest him, then yeah, I would rest him because you got Balogun, who's kind of that spare player. He was out suspended. You could easily put him in at centre back. You know, Rangers won't care if they win or lose against Hearts, even though they play in the cup final. So you've got Balogun.
No, I'm thinking for
easy come in
tomorrow night. I think Golson for the double.
I think Golson plays tomorrow, I don't think he plays. I don't think he plays both. I suppose
I'm just looking for the easiest route to points because I need to burn a transfer because I'm going to have three next week regardless. So Rangers will hope Ross County. Ross County can't score. Rangers can keep clean sheets. I think it'd be a no-brainer just to move Mr. Johnson to Rangers player this week. If they're still going to be free transfers next week when I get the other team news.
Thing is, Rangers will be weakened in that last game week, and I don't think Hearts will. So as we saw the Celtic, Hearts could easily score and burst their bubble. So I know you've got the transfers in there, but don't just make them because you think.
I need to use one this week because it won't carry over, so there's one I need to use.
Yeah. Maybe don't look at Rangers. I got rid of a Rangers player, so I'm only holding two just because it allows me that extra space to rotate elsewhere.
I might just go for Tanza but use Ramsey as a bench trick and then replace them all next week. I mean, I can see the team use next week, and then I can get my third Rangers defender in or other or need be or avoid altogether. But it's what I thought. It's obviously a couple of hours yet to go, so that's us. So we'll be back Thursday. I don't know the two or three, but we'll definitely be back Thursday to cover the second last game week. Once again, mention the meetup if you're interested, DM me. It's going to be organised during the off season, obviously. Half Hour Fantasy Podcast Cup. Remember, the deadline is tonight, guys. So, yeah, team's ready. There's only four guys left. So, good luck to the rest of the other three, apart from Tom. And let you get your plugs in. Not you, Tom, the bad Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Donny, plugs.
It's just DonnyRob77 on Twitter.
Good, and Tom.
FFS_Scout on Twitter.
I'm the fantasy half. I'm only kidding on community, Tom. Don't worry about it. I hope you win it for the Gifted Thief. Right, thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading. We'll have a quick turnaround. We'll be back on Thursday. So, again, thank you and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.